This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast with you. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne. It is day two of the Astros season. This is a successful day one as the Astros win their opener 3-1 against the New York Mets yesterday afternoon. They're back at it tonight, 7 o'clock start. Mets and the Astros at Daikin Park. That's the hardest part, man. The new name for the park.
Games they did a great job with it on the broadcasts, both the radio and the TV yesterday. I thought they did a great job. Those guys have had it ingrained in their brains more than anybody to say Minute Maid, and they did a great job.
Julia caught herself. Julia got a meh out and then went to Daikin. Yeah, okay. Very close. Yeah. But she got teased for it. But joining us now is Heidi Watney, who's going to be on sidelines for Apple TV tonight. Wayne Randazzo on the call with Dontrell Willis on color and Heidi Watney on sidelines. And she joins us right now. Heidi, it's great to talk to you again. Welcome back to Houston. And have you trained your cadence yet to make sure that it's Daikin Park, not Minute Maid Park?
I have not. I'm hoping to not make that mistake. Actually, as you guys were talking about that, I'm like, oh, yeah, mental check. Don't do that. Hopefully I don't tonight.
No, you'll be fine.
The signage in the ballpark will help, though, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Good.
Yeah, and it's also, they've got up in the, I don't know if you've been out to the ballpark yet or not, but then the train, instead of oranges now, they've got gigantic baseballs.
Yeah.
So you won't have any cues that might screw you up or anything.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes, hopefully not. Yeah. That's probably more on Wayne Randazzo than me, so
fair.
I don't know.
Fair. So, Heidi, welcome back in, by the way. We really enjoyed talking with you when you came on with us last year. This is a very different-looking Astros team than the one that we were talking about with you a year ago. Obviously, it feels very different for us here with no Kyle Tucker and no Alex Bregman. How big a storyline is that for you, you know, coming in for sort of from a national perspective in looking at this Astros team heading into the season here?
Well, it was a big storyline this offseason that the Astros were retooling, and they're, you know, these two stalwarts were leaving, two of their best players were leaving. I mean, they've got Altuve still, and they've got a great pitching staff, but what are they going to do? But I have got to give a lot of credit to Dana Brown for retooling on the fly. And actually, I think in the whole, the team might actually be better than last year. Christian Walker is a huge upgrade at first base for the Astros. I remember when we would come in last year, that was a problem position we were talking about that they really couldn't solidify. Isak Paredes is not Alex Bregman, but he is a good third baseman. And, you know, the interesting thing in talking with our researchers, he hit 19 home runs last season. If he had played all of his home games here at Daikin Park, not Minute Maid, or actually then it was Minute Maid, so that wouldn't have mattered. But if he had played all of his home games here, he would have had 26, so seven more home runs because of the Crawford boxes, because of the way his swing is. So I think he's a great fit there at third. And then they got Cam Smith in that Tucker deal as well. And I mean, everyone's seen that video of Joe Espada setting up Cam Smith to find out he made the big league roster with his mom coming in. And if you didn't get choked up watching that video, you are not human. It was amazing. And this kid is supposed to be one of the great players. I heard a Cubs official say, "Oh, I thought certain players were untouchable. I guess not," about Cam Smith. So he's going to be, his future is bright. And I've got to give a lot of props to Dana Brown for getting that done. He's not rebuilding, he's retooling, and they're poised to compete again.
You know, Heidi, that the ironic thing about that was there was a stretch of time in Astros history when Kyle Tucker was the minor leaguer who was designated untouchable. And people were starting to get frustrated, Luna, especially when Tucker didn't light the world on fire his rookie year. Like, people were wondering, why is he untouchable? Why is he untouchable? And it did, everything I read out of Chicago was that, man, they really didn't want to let go of Cam Smith. They really didn't want to let go of Cam Smith. Are you surprised ultimately that they did, especially, you know, obviously given the way he's performed?
I am surprised because, I mean, I know they've got a decent budget there, but, you know, they're not the Dodgers. They're just not buying everyone. Yeah. And to have a cost-controlled guy who has that much upside and is that great of a player, and a person, by all accounts. I mean, it was great. I met Todd Kalas after the game last night and got to chat about the team. I absolutely love Todd. I have known him forever. He's just, you guys have such a great broadcast team, really. And Julia, Todd, and Blummer. I mean, you guys are very lucky here in Houston that team has stayed together for so long because they're highly entertaining. Anyway, he was saying that Cam is just a really good human, too. And when you've got that combination of the skill set, the size, the projectability, and being just a really good dude, to let that guy go for potentially 1 year of a player seems a little strange. But, you know, the Cubs have a smart front office, too, so we'll see what they've got in store.
Heidi Watney is on sideline. She's a sideline reporter tonight for the Astros and the Mets. Apple TV Plus is where you can find that. Sticking with Cam Smith for a second, Heidi, you said you saw the video. His family has been a big topic of discussion, too. Seth and I actually met his mom and grandmother by happenstance outside the park at spring training one day, and they couldn't have been nicer. Is Cam Smith's mom on the docket for a little sideline interview tonight, by any chance?
I would love to, and I asked for that, but we have so much packed into our broadcast tonight that we just don't think it's feasible to add another interview in. And I know that Julia talked to her on opening day, so Astros fans got to hear from her that way. It would have been nice to bring her to a national audience, but we're going to have CJ Stroud in attendance that we're going to chat with. We've got Francisco Lindor mic'd up during the game, and he's always a great guy because he's one of those people that can really handle the position and also explain what he's doing really well, which is great to bring our fans in closer to the action. I think I'm talking to Christian Walker before he takes the field. I've got the manager interviews in game. So it's kind of a lot to pack in more interviews during the game because we don't want to take away from the game action.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Boy, that is an all-star lineup you got there, including CJ Stroud. That'll be great. Heidi Watney joining us on the show. It's funny, Seth and I were talking right before you came on with us during the break about the local broadcast teams when the Apple team comes in for these Friday games, what the level of collaboration is. And it sounds like you obviously think very fondly of Todd Kalas and Jeff Blum and Julia Morales. Can you take us inside, maybe? What are they a good utility for you guys when it comes to just familiarizing yourselves with some of the really granular details that might be there? And is the relationship that you have with our team here, is that the norm around the league for you guys when you come in to do these Friday games?
It varies from team to team, I will say. But I've been doing baseball for so long and have so many friends in the sport that I will call up. Whenever we're going to do a broadcast, I'll call up someone with the local broadcast. Hey, tell me what's going on with your team. Hey, Mookie Betts has been sick. I know this is what they're saying publicly. What are they saying behind closed doors? And it's not always for broadcast. Sometimes it's just for my own knowledge so I know what's going on within the team and within those walls. Most of the teams now, because again, I've been working in baseball for a long time, I have at least one insider. But a lot of times, most organizations, most, not all, are really willing to work with you and help you out. And I know a lot of the PR staffs too, so I'll give some of those guys a call before in the week beforehand, early in the week. Hey, what should I be looking out for? What's a storyline that has been underreported in your from your input? And I also know a lot of managers too, so sometimes I'll text or call with them early in the week, like what should I be looking out for? Mm-hmm. That's the great thing about baseball. It's kind of a small circle. It's a big sport. It's a national sport. There's a lot of people involved. But the longer you're in the sport, the more people you know. And it's just really fun for me to get to come and see people like Todd and Julia. I take over Julia's seat while I'm here. And, she's great. Giving some props to the local broadcasters, I think, is nice too, because especially if they're a great broadcast and they help you out, then I have absolutely no problem giving credit where credit is due.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, from conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heidi, because, this is a city of the Houston Astros, we're not afraid to lean into computers aiding us. We like to mess around with artificial intelligence a little bit. So I had Gemini basically write out a script in the voice of Heidi Watney to lay out some of the things you might want to say tonight. Would you like to play a little game where you either approve of or disapprove of some of these nuggets?
Sure.
Okay. I've been told that I need to aim for a blend of enthusiasm, a focus on the key storylines, and that bright, engaging delivery. Oh. I feel like that's good so far,
Gemini,
right?
Gemini thinks highly of you, Heidi. This is good, yeah.
Right.
Okay. Here are your opening comments. Tell me. It's so bad at this. Tell me if you would do this. Tell me if this is kind of close to what you're going to say tonight.
Okay.
All right, sports fans, we're down here at Minute Maid Park. The buzz is still in the air, even with the off-season chill. It's 72 degrees today. And let's talk about those Houston Astros, shall we? You know, that team that always seems to be in the mix. How are we doing so far?
Maybe not what I would say.
It's so
Ray
bad.
Ray might be a little bit better at it, but just doing the whole welcome thing. I got to get more to the point. I'm the sideline reporter. My time is limited.
Yeah.
And you already called it Minute Maid Park.
Yeah, you already got that
right
wrong.
Off the bat.
Also that, yeah.
The one
yeah.
thing we told you not to do, and you got that wrong on AI. Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right. These are so cringy. Don't worry. If there's one thing I've learned about this, it's really bad at it. Everybody universally, when they hear these, are like, is that what I sound like?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I'll just do one because these are just awful. And of course, everyone's keeping an eye on those key players. You know, the stars that light up the field. The discussions around how those players will be doing in the coming season are always a hot topic.
I don't think so.
Very, very generic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The silence tells me everything. Yeah.
It's funny you say this because somebody at my kid's school was like, "Do you ever use AI for your topics?" And I was like, I'm not sure that would help. I mean, I'm not the most familiar with AI. I'm still old school, old fashioned, do my own research. But I'm like, I'm not sure how much that helped. He goes, "Oh, just type in, you know, the team you're working on into AI. I bet it'll give you a great bunch of storylines." So I went home and I typed in the team name. It was nothing. It was dog poop, like what I got back from AI. I was like, this is not useful at all. Maybe I'm just not using it right. So it sounds like it's not me, it's AI.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, you know, it's for whatever reason, it's really bad at sports. It'll like mix up the stats from different teams and everything. It's really, really bad.
I would not check my mentions if I were you, Heidi, after delivering something like that on TV.
No, we've watched you enough that this is nothing like what people should expect.
No. Other than the first part where it described your personality as being engaging and all that. That was good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no, that part was really good. Hey, we're talking to Heidi Watt, sideline reporter for tonight's game between the Mets and the Astros. How excited are you to see our new left fielder, Jose Altuve, Heidi?
Oh, you know, it's funny. I'm talking to Jose pregame for our pregame show, and I suggested that we do it out in left field. We get to the ballpark really early and just stroll around out there so we can familiarize myself with his new home. And he's like, "I'd rather just sit in the dugout." So,
didn't want to do it? Oh, he would be familiarizing himself with it at the same time. He's only played one game out there.
Get to know the new digs. The ball will find you, though, right? He had a couple opportunities.
Yep.
Yeah. I am very interested. Look at this. This little corner right here where the ball could ricochet, oddly.
Yeah.
Although that could trip up anybody, though. That's not something that's just going to be unique to him. The most seasoned left fielder out there might still have trouble with that little Crawford box corner. But he's doing good, and I'm interested to talk to him about the progression. I know I've heard so many interviews with him in spring training about, you know, getting Marwin Gonzalez love, picking everyone's brain from Berkman to Biggio and all of that stuff. So I'm looking forward to talking to him myself.
You know, one thing, too, that, you know, Sean and I talk about, it's always nice to get people from a perspective outside of Houston, because we get stuck in our own little silo here. And we start to have commonly held beliefs that maybe we're putting on the homer glasses a little too much. I think one of those might be with Hunter Brown, because Hunter Brown last year underwent a transformation after a rough start to where all of a sudden he became a really, really good pitcher. But I think we sometimes forget that, okay, he hasn't done it for an entire season yet. What are you seeing, hearing, and feeling about Hunter Brown, the pitcher tonight?
Well, Hunter Brown did start the season off, you know, really badly last year. Mm-hmm. But he was trying to be, you know, talking to Dontrell Willis, our analyst, he said, you know, he's trying to be a little bit too much like Justin Verlander, a guy that he idolized with that high fastball. Once he added the sinker, something that's going to go into righties, something that's going to keep them a little off balance so they can't just reach out over the plate, he took off. I think for him, from May 1st through the end of the season, he had an ERA, 2.51 ERA, fourth lowest in the majors. Fourth lowest in the majors from May 1st to the end of the season. So if he can continue to build on that, I know he had some control issues this spring, but spring training, guys are working on things. I never really take stock in spring training numbers, especially from pitchers, especially. You will see some of the best pitchers in the league have 8 ERAs in spring because they're working on a new pitch or doing something or don't want to show whatever. Like, they're having fun out there getting ready for the season. So I'm excited to see if he can carry over that, you know, that second half and really the last 5 months of last season into this year.
Yeah, we're all pumped for that. No doubt about that. Heidi Watney on sidelines tonight for the Apple TV Plus broadcast of the Mets and the Astros. Wayne Randazzo on the play-by-play. Dontrell Willis on color, as Heidi mentioned right there. Hey, Heidi, real quick for our audience, we still get questions about the Friday Apple broadcast. This is something that's, if you have an Apple TV Plus subscription, this is included in this. If people want to watch this game tonight, that's just all they need to do is download that and subscribe, right?
Yes. If you have an Apple TV Plus subscription, you already have access to it. And if you don't have one, there's definitely a free trial out there for you to try it. I'll see if I can. Yeah, usually I post a code. That's a good reminder.
Yeah.
Usually I post a code the morning of our game. So I'll reach out to my guys and see if we have one. But so look for that on X. But look, the picture quality is unmatched. We just did a premiere last weekend of the World Series film, which also drops tonight, guys. And I mean, I know it was Dodgers, Yankees, and didn't involve the Astros, but if you want to see a great cinematic depiction of an emotional World Series, it is a Hollywood film, but it actually happened in real life. It's so good. And I'm not biased saying that because I work for Apple. I just like sports, and the whole thing gave me goosebumps. RJ Cutler was the director. He's a Hollywood Emmy Award-winning director, Academy Award-nominated director, and he put this together. And the access they got behind the scenes was also something that you don't see that in baseball a lot.
Yeah.
You don't see teams in the World Series having video inside the clubhouse and inside the training room, but somehow they got it. So that drops tonight, too, on Apple TV+. You can watch that if you have a subscription. But, yes, you can watch it from your phone, your computer, your TV, wherever. And it's now in the bar packages, too, so bars shouldn't have trouble getting it. But our picture quality, the audio, the enhancements we do, and the biggest thing I'll say about our broadcast, and one thing that Apple and my bosses really care about.
Oh, no.
Did we just lose Heidi? That was a
tease.
Yeah, we did.
There you go. We lost you for a second, Heidi. You still there?
Oh, no.
Yeah, we lost you for like five. You ended it. The one thing my bosses, and then it went off. Yeah.
Really? No, it was the one thing my bosses really care about.
Yeah, and I'm like,
dead air.
Yeah. I'm like, now that's a tease. We got to go find Heidi. Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. It's okay. Just meandering around my hotel room. The one thing they really care about is bringing fans closer to the game. I mean, they care a lot about, you know, Apple is just a perfectionist. So, yeah. Like, video, you know, the graphics package, everything is really clean and really nice. But they want to bring fans closer to the game. That's why we do so many interviews. That's why we're on the field. That's why we've got the Megalodon cameras and the umpire cameras and all the bells and whistles to bring fans closer to the action. So I think it's a really good watch.
Yeah, you can find Heidi on X at Heidi Watney.
Did I lose you again?
No. I was just giving out your that all sounds awesome. I just want to make sure I got, as you were mentioning that code you were putting out, I wanted to mention that where they can find you on social media right there. So at Heidi Watney.
Oh,
right,
at Heidi Watney. Yeah,
at Heidi. And we did just lose you again, Heidi. Just it did just drop again. So there we go. That was Heidi Watney, sideline reporter for tonight's game, Apple TV Plus, 7 o'clock start. And if Heidi, if you're there, say something. Not there.
We'll have Gemini do it for her.
Yeah. say goodbye in Heidi Watney's voice. Yeah. All right. We appreciate Heidi Watney joining us here on the show. Sideline reporter. She does a great job. So that should be a fun broadcast tonight. CJ Stroud's going to be part of it. That was a cool little nugget as well. All right. Up next, coming up next. Take a mania. We usually do it at 9 o'clock on Fridays. We're going to do it at 9:25 on a Friday. Does Cataldi reign supreme over the bad takes of the week? Again, we will see coming up next.